Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Ches. The words Vayet Aholoi. After Hashem appeared to Avram and told him that Eretz Canaan will be given to his children, he relocated and pitched his tent there. The word Aholoi, his tent, is an example of a Kri Uksiv, a word that is spelled one way, but pronounced differently. The Kri, the pronunciation, is Aholoi, his tent, even though there is a He at the end of the word. It is pronounced with a Cholam. But according to the Ksiv, the spelling would be Aholoh. The word would mean her tent. Rashi explains this Kri Uksiv implies that first Avram pitched his wife's tent, Aholoh, and afterwards he pitched his own tent, Aholoi. The Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph teaches, La'olam yehei adam zahir b'chvoid ishtoi. A person must always be careful about his wife's honor. She'ein b'racha mitzuyah b'soich b'isoi shel adam, ela b'shvil ishtoi. Because blessing is found in a person's house only on account of his wife. We also see this in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ola Avram heitiv ba'avurah, and Paroi treated Avram well on Sarah's account. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud. The words ki chuloh mashkeh. The Pasuk tells us that Lot raised his eyes and saw that the entire plain of the Jordan was well watered. The words kichulah mashkeh means it was entirely well watered. The Ibn Ezra comments that the word mashkeh is zachar, is masculine. The word mashkeh with a segal is masculine, and the word kulah is feminine. Kichulah mashkeh. Therefore, this seems to be grammatically inconsistent, and the pasuk should have stated either kichuloi mashkeh or kichulah mashkeh. The problem with this Ibn Ezra is that there is no such word as mashkeh in Tanakh. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emes Liyakov suggests that the Ibn Ezra had mistaken here, because the word kulah is actually masculine, l'shoin zachar, and therefore the word mashkeh would definitely be appropriate. The question is, how is the word kulah l'shoin zachar? Rav Yaakov writes, for example, one can say, Hatalis hi levana, meaning the talis is white. Hatalis hi levana. But one cannot say, Hatalis kulah levana. But one must say instead, Hatalis shekulah lavan. The word lavan instead of levana. Why? Because the word kol, the shayrish of the word, which is the shayrish of the word kulah, is lashain zachar. The word kol is lashain zachar. The word lavan is describing the word kol and not the word talis. Similarly, Rav Yaakov explains the pasuk in Parshas Boi, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Tezayin, where the pasuk states Kol Melacha Lo Yeyaseh Bohem, in reference to Chag HaPesach, no work shall be done on those days. The same question can be asked. The word Melacha is Nekeva, and the verb is Yeyaseh, which is L'shoin Zachar. if the word melacha is nekeva, then the verb should be te'oseh. Therefore, Rav Yaakov answers that the word ye'oseh, lashayin zachar, is referring to the word kol. Kol melacha lo ye'oseh bohem. Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid. The Pasuk states, Vayishma Avram ki nishbo ochiv. Avram heard that his brother was taken captive. Vayorek es chanichov yilidei beisai. He took those who he was mechanech b'mitzvais, and he pursued them. Rav Yaakov writes that if Avram were asked a she'ela whether he is obligated to go to rescue Lot, the response would have been that he is potur. De'ein adam mechuyov lahachnis es atzmoi b'sofek sakono b'chtei lahatzil es chaveroi. Because one is not obligated to put himself in a position of sofek sakono in order to save his friend. Therefore, the question is, why did Avraham do this? The Gemara in Avodah Zorah Daf Chof Hei Amit Aleph tells us that our Avos were called Yishorim, the upright ones. Rav Yaakov explains that the Hanhogah of our Avos was not based on Dinei Torah, but rather Al Pi HaSeichel HaYoshar. Therefore, mitzad hayosher, Avraham took upon himself the task of saving Lot. Avraham felt a personal responsibility for Lot's welfare because Lot's father, Haran, died in the Kivshan Ha'esh because he declared that he believed in Elokei Avraham. Therefore, al pi hayosher, menschlichkeit, he rallied his people and pursued after the kings. In truth, the entire lives of our Avos were based on the concept of Yosher. And this is pshat in the Maamar Chazal, Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Torah, that our Avos conducted themselves al pi Derech Eretz V'HaYosher, oid koidem shenitna Torah. Rav Yaakov continues and defines the words Torah and Mitzvah. The Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim states, Ve'etino lecho es luchois ho'even, ve'ha-Torah, ve'ha-Mitzvah. The concept of Mitzvahs we understand, since we know the commandments for which we are commanded. But what does the word Torah mean? Rav Yaakov is explaining the pshat in the word Torah, which differs from the drush of Chazal in Masechta Brachos Daf Hei, where the Gemara darshins that the words Luchois Ha'Even refer to the Aseres HaDibrois, Torah referring to Zem Mikra Chumash, V'Hamitzvah Zu Mishneh, Asher Kosavti Elu Neviim Ksuvim, and Lahoyroisam Zegamora Malameid Shekulam Nitnu Lamoshe Misinai. This pasuk teaches us that all of them were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Rav Yaakov is giving us another definition al pipshutoi shel mikra. The word Torah refers to the Sipurei HaTorah shel Ha'avos Shenichtevu B'Torah Koidem HaMitzvois, the stories and events of our Avos that were written in the Torah before the Mitzvois. The word Torah is from the Lashon of Hoira'ah, Moira Derech. These stories teach us how one should live and conduct himself even without the Tzivoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These Sipurim teach us Matzricho lihiyos hanhogas ha'adam al pi hayosher v'haderech eretz. And this we can expect and demand even from the Gentiles, afilu mehagoyim, Ki afal pi she mitzvois loy nitnu lohem, for even though mitzvois were not given to them, avol, afal pi kein, lichyois al pi yosher, ze yochoil kol echad im hurak roitze boze. Everyone is capable and obligated to live lives of yosher if only they wanted to do so. Perik Yudalid, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Im Michut Va'ad Siroich Na'al. Avram tells the Melech Sidoim that he would not take from him of the spoils of war as much as a thread or a shoestrap. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Peches Amid Bey states, Omar Rova, Bischar She'omar Avraham Avrinu, Im michut va'at siroich na'al, zachu vanov l'shtei mitzvois, l'chut shel techeles, or retzu'ah shel tefillin. As a reward for Avram's having said, im michut va'at siroich na'al, his descendants merited to being associated with the mitzvah of wearing the chut ha'techeles in the tzitzis, and the leather straps for the tefillin. This is apparent in our wearing the talis and tefillin when we daven tefillah shacharis, which was instituted by Avraham Avinu. Rashi comments in Masechet Chulin, Shaloi rotzo lehonois min hagezel. Avraham did not want to benefit from gezel, anything associated with theft. The Ma'aril Diskin explains what the Mida Keneged Mida exists here. He gives a beautiful answer as follows. We see in the Gemara Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, in reference to war and ownership of captives in war, that when one captures the enemy, it is a kinyon of possession. The Ma'aril Diskin explains that the reason for this is the fact that each individual warrior places himself b'sakana and risks suffering losses. Many times one loses very much, even if he is ultimately victorious. V'hu ke'ein kuvya is like dice. Therefore, he is koina that which he captures, and even more. However, here, in reference to Avraham Avinu said, the milchama, the war, was not a natural war. Da milchama hoya shaloi b'derech hateva klal. He did not incur any damage nor any loss during this war, not in the nefashois nor monetarily. And this is what Avraham said, Hari moisi yodi el Hashem. Meaning, Ani loy nilchamti veloy osisi mu'uma, ki im Hashem, hu hoyo haloichem, vuhu hoyo haminatseach. I did not fight. I did not do anything. It was only Hashem who was the warrior, and he was victorious. And this is what Avraham meant by im michut Va'ad siroich na'al, that he did not suffer any loss even from a thread or a shoelace. Therefore, if I take anything from you, it is considered gezel for me. And I also do not want to benefit from ma'asei nisim. The fact that you want to give it to me, b'toras matano, I do not want to take it. I do not want that you should be able to say subsequently, Ani he'esharti es Avram, that you caused Avram to become wealthy. From here we see how Avraham wanted to publicize the greatness and honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought the war for him, and it was not b'choichoi v'oitzem yodoi she'oso es achayil hazeh. Therefore, as a reward for Avram's publicizing this, his descendants were zoicha to the two mitzvahs of tzitzis and tefillin, which reflect the greatness of Hashem, as the pasuk tells us, "V'ra'u kol amei ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra olecha v'yara'u mimecha," referring to the tefillin sheberosh. And tzitzis, t'tcheles doimel yom, v'yom doimel arokia, v'arokia doimel le'even sapir, v'even sapir doimel l'chisei ha'kovoid. Perek tesvav, pasuk aleph. The pasuk states, Al tira avram, anoichi bagein loch. This pasuk is telling us that after the miracle had been performed for Avram, that he killed the kings whose forces outnumbered him, he was worried that perhaps he had already received his entire reward for all his acts of righteousness. This is why Hashem told him, Al tira Avram, anoichi mogein loch. Avram, do not fear, I am your shield, and your reward is very great. The Ramban explains, Hayom misyare mishnei devarim. Avram was afraid of two things. Number one, he was afraid that the kings would regroup against him and increase their armies, and he would die in milchama. Number two, he was afraid that he would eventually die without having children. Rav Yaakov writes that according to the sequence of events, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Avram in being victorious over the Melachim, and then afterwards, when he feared that they would regroup to attack him, it was then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he would be his shield. Rav Yaakov suggests that the Seder HaTfilah in the first Barucha of Shemoyne Esrei was formulated based on this episode. The Lashon in Shemoyne Esrei is Melech Oizer Umoshia Umogein. L'chaira, the Seder of the words should have been reversed. First, Hashem shields. He shields a person so he is not harmed. And only afterwards, if the Gezeir is that he should be harmed, Hashem helps him and saves him so that he is not harmed. However, it is apparent that the Seder of the words in Shemoyne Esrei were instituted based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dealing with Avram. At first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Avram by saving him from the Melachim. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed Avram that he would shield him so that they will not regroup against him a second time. And this is, in fact, the concluding bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mogein Avraham, where the Chasimas HaBracha uses the word Mogein. Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Gimel. The pasuk states, Vatitein oiso la'avram isho loy le'isho. This pasuk tells us that Avram's wife, Sarah, took Hagar the Egyptian, her maidservant, and gave her to Avram, her husband, as a wife. Look carefully at the words isho and isho. The first time it means her husband. Isha is spelled with a yud and has a mapik hay. The mapik hay makes the word mean her husband. The second time, the word is isha, meaning woman or a wife. There is no yud and no mapik hay. The way you pronounce these words makes a difference in the translation of the words. The word mapik means lahoitzi, to bring out. To bring out and pronounce the hay that has the dot, that has the dagesh in it. If you look at Parshas Bahar until Sheni, you will see that there are 35 words with mapikim until Sheni, the first Aliyah. And in these 35 words, there is a difference in meaning depending on whether you say them with the mapikei or without. Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Hey. Vatoimer Sarai El Avraham Chamosi Olecha. If you look at the Ta'amei HaMikra, the trop, in this Pasuk, you will see that there are more than usual Mafsikim Gedolim, that is, trop that indicate major pauses. In the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, Rav Yaakov writes that it appears that the Torah wants to convey to us that Sarah spoke with great pain in her heart, and only short phrases came out of her mouth. I would like to point out that many people think that when one learns the Parsha from the Torah, the words and tune just flow evenly like a song and a continuous wave. This is not so. The function of many of the symbols of the trop is to indicate a pause so that one understands which words go together and how to derive the true pshat in the pasuk. Those who lane quickly probably violate this important function, and as a result, the meaning of the psukim become distorted based on how it was read. One who lanes has the responsibility to understand the structure of trop and to express the words of the pasuk according to its designated trop. If one does not follow these pauses, halachic questions arise as to whether one is yoytzei with the laning if the phrase does not make sense. Please look in the Mishneh Berurah, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Beis, Seif Aleph, where the Mishneh Berurah comments, V'chol kayoytzei bozeh sheho inyon mishtaneh bevadai machzirin oisoi gam banikud, where there is a change in meaning due to the reading of the wrong nekudos, one must ask the koyrei to repeat the word. Uv'sefer shulchan atzei shitim hoisif oid. Dehu hadin b'neginas hata'omim kisheho inyon mishtaneh al yedei zeh. The Sefer Atzei Shitim, which the Mishneh Berurah brings down, adds that the same din applies when one makes a mistake in the trop that changes the meaning of the inyan, and as a result, one must repeat it. Kegoin shekara mishareis bimkoim mafsik machzirin oisai. For example, one who lanes with the trop which is a mishareis instead of a mafsik. Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Hey. The pasuk states, Yishpoit Hashem beini uveinecha. Sarai said to Avram, let Hashem judge between me and you. The word uveinecha is spelled with an extra yud and has a dot above the yud. Rashi explains that this indicates that when Sarai said to Avram, let Hashem judge between me and you, she meant two things. One, let Hashem judge between me and you, referring to Avram, which corresponds to the word uveinecha, which is with the yud and the dot. And number two, let Hashem judge between me and Hagar. Since there are no nekudos in the Sefer Torah, the word can be read uveinayich, which is lashon nekeva. The Targum Yonason tells us that there is another interpretation of Sarai's words to Avram. Yishpoit Hashem beini uveinecha. Let Hashem judge that which stands in our way, namely, the lack of a child to carry on our ways. May Hashem spread His peace over us so that our children may fill the land. So according to this pshat, the extra yud tells us that Sarai included a tefillah that she and Avram should be blessed with a child in fulfillment of Hashem's promise. The promise of Ve'e'escho l'goy gadol v'avor rechecho v'agadalo shemecha. And the Sefer Eim LaMikro v'LaMasoires tells us that the dot over the yud teaches us that she prayed also that Yishmael should not be the source of that fulfillment. I will conclude with Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk states, Vata'aneha Sarai, Vativrach Miponeha. Avram said to Sarai, Behold, your maidservant is in your hand. Do to her as you see fit. And the Pasuk says, Vata'aneha Sarai, Vativrach Miponeha. And Sarai dealt harshly with Hagar, and so she fled from her. Rashi comments on the words Vata'aneha Sarai. She would make her work with harshness. It does not mean that Sarai tortured her. The question is whether Sarai was justified in her treatment of Hagar. The Ramban writes, Chata'a Sarah imenu b'inui hazeh. Our matriarch, Sarah, sinned in this oppression of Hagar. Vegam Avraham b'hanichoy la'asois kain. And so did Avraham sin for allowing her to do so. V'shoma Hashem es anya v'nosan lo bein sheyehei pere adam. Therefore Hashem heard her prayer and gave her a son who would be a pere adam. Rashi describes what pere adam means, a wild man who loves deserts to hunt animals. He will be a bandit, and all will hate him and attack him, but his offspring shall be great. The Ramban continues and writes in regard to this, La'anois zera Avraham v'sara b'chol minei ho'inui, that this pera adam will oppress the descendants of Avraham and Sarah with all sorts of oppression. Midah k'neged midah. However, the Nitziv in the Hamek Davar defends Sarai's treatment of Hagar. Sarah was a righteous Neviah and was a representative of Hashem. Hagar's disrespectfulness towards Sarai was taken by Sarai as an affront to Hashem. Sarai therefore reprimanded her by dealing harshly with her. However, in Pasuk Tes, when the Malach Hashem told Hagar, Shuvi el gevirteich v'his ani tachas yodeha, return to your mistress and submit yourself to her domination, the Ramban says that the word v'his ani does not mean the same as the word vata'aneha in Pasuk Vav. Here, the word v'his ani means to submit to another's authority. This completes Parshas Lech Lecha.